one of the most brilliant minds of the 19th century was Hegel. And Hegel's concept of the dialectic was an extraordinary breakthrough in intellectual history. An amazingly simple idea, and yet no one had ever thought of it before. People understood the law of three, but they understood it mathematically and spatially, not temporally. But Hegel's breakthrough was to understand the principle of the unfoldment of history as dialectical. His philosophy of history was an extraordinary revelation of the inevitability of the dialectic culminating in the revelation of absolute spirit. But what he didn't get is that the dialectic is the equivalent of a waveform. Crest is thesis, the trough is the antithesis, and the next crest is the synthesis. And so the waveform is continually evolving dialectically. But the wave is itself a dialectical element that emerges from the particle. And so particle, thesis, wave, antithesis, field, synthesis. Now the dialectic is operating in this same way at every fractal level of infinite complexity. There's macro dialectic and micro dialectic, and dialectic that's happening in different ways at every level of your consciousness. And this dialectic functions as the unfoldment of the energies of your drives. Now, the ego drives are divergent. The soul's drives are convergent. This leads to an entirely different dialectical panorama, so that if one is in the ego, one will discover that every day there are more conflicts, more extreme differentials between what one drive wants and what another drive wants. Literally, the ego is tearing itself apart because of its extreme differential in its desires that are incompatible with one another. But within the dialectic of the ego, which can only explode, it cannot implode, there is no annihilating force, counterforce, that can oppose the chaos that increases exponentially as the drives receive the energies of the thirst for satisfaction that becomes ever more desperate as the ego loses its center and requires a kind of jouissance to stabilize itself. But each element of stability is contrary to the drive that needs stability of another sort, a contrary sort. And so those divergent drives are literally causing nervous breakdowns and inability to function and attention deficit. So the dialectical movement is required from ego to soul because the soul's drives are convergent upon the self. The soul wants liberation from the chaos. But until one makes the shift from the thesis of ego to the antithesis of soul, one cannot even imagine the synthesis of the real self that resolves all problems at all levels, because the dialectic moves omnidirectionally from the zero point, and its drives increase in their power as they move outward, emanating in all directions from the self in a total cosmic explosion that is also the implosion into the singularity simultaneously. So the dialectic is operating both temporally and extratemporally. And one has to understand the drive, the dialectic, at the level of the phenomenal and the noumenal. Once one understands this, one is able to achieve the synthesis very easily. In the same way, one has to recognize it at every moment. Our three mantras are dialectically organized, but within each mantra, there's a dialectic. The Om, the Nama, and the Shivaya are a dialectical movement. And the same with the Om Shiva Hum, Om Tat Sat. There's a dialectical movement. Tesla saw it in the matter-energy transform of the 369. It's present everywhere. And once one masters that dialectical process and recognizes that it emerges ultimately from the supreme level of consciousness, then one gets the realization that the world is the product of the emanations of the energies that come from the center point. To the extent that you have achieved the absolute simplicity of the supreme selfhood that is our true nature, then the world becomes a perfectly, beautifully expressed mandala in which the emanations of all of those energies dialectically unfold in manifest waves of increasing beauty, increasing intelligence, increasing absolute resolution to all of the apparent problems that seemed to exist within a mind that was not centered in its absolute empowerment. And so all of the drives of all of the omnidirectional intentions of the dialectic at every level are seeking that zero point, but they can't find it because they come from it and they are emergent properties of it. And therefore, that final dialectic is not the ground of being, the search for the ultimate recognition and the fruit of the efforts, but the realization that the ground and the search are contained within the fruit, and the fruit is always already present here and now, because the dialectic of time itself, of past, present, future, culminates in the eternal present that is beyond the dialectic itself. So it's the beyond of the dialectic that reorganizes all the drives that are moving chaotically and brings them into the convergent center that enables them to flower again from that ultimate point of goodness, beauty, truth, love, and light. It is this realization that enables the instantaneous attainment of liberation that does not require an unfoldment through time, because time itself is an element of the dialectic, space, time, and the eternal present. Once one understands that, one is able to leapfrog past all of the intervening modulations of consciousness into its ultimate absorption into the Absolute. It is this window of opportunity that opens only at the very end of time, when all of those drives of the dialectic multiplied infinitely in all of the chaotic sentient beings of the world results in all of the vectors summing up to zero. And it's that moment now that is being approached that will open the portal of consciousness into liberation for every being whose convergent drives of the soul have led to a desperate yearning for that liberation. And it will be fulfilled when all other divergent intentionalities have been released. It's that one-pointedness for the zero point that blasts through the eye of the needle into the infinite. This realization can only happen when the ego's chaos is representing a thesis that one has overcome through the soul's antithetical movement back into oneness and the synthesis of the zero.